Thank you for tuning in to another fun episode with your favorite Mask Moms, Lori.
Hi.
Jennifer, that's me. Hello. And Juliana.
Hi.
So our trip to Universal and Disney is coming up so very soon. And with the parks closing relatively early lately, we figure we'll be spending lots of time at Disney Springs in the evenings. So today we are going to talk all about our Disney Springs plan that's not really a plan. but before that, let's talk about the Maska cocktail that I think will definitely be a plan.
This is a must. So what better thing to do at Disney Springs than sample some beverages from the myriad bars that they have there? So this is why I'm super excited. And I just learned today that the Polite Pig in Disney Springs is actually also a bourbon bar. Who knew? So again, I did not. I knew it was barbecue. And so I always kind of stayed away from it because while I love barbecue, I'm a Carolina girl of late. So anyway, but at the Polite Pig, they have this drink called the Root Beer Bourbon Cream Float, which I had never even known was a thing before. And so basically, it's vanilla ice cream with bourbon cream liqueur and root beer. And it sounds amazing, and I want four of them.
I feel like this is the only drink that all three of us have decided that, yes, we want.
It sounds so good. Yeah. So, but also at the Polite Pig, who knew? Like, I looked at the menu after Jen told me it was a bourbon bar today, and they have legit a zillion bourbons on the menu. So I might spend more than a drink or two standing outside the Polite Pig. So I've never been there. Is it a walk-up window? It's a quick service? Like what
is it? It's a walk-up window where you place your order, but then you sit down, and I think you had a pager at the time, and then they come bring you your food if you're going to sit down, or you can just pick up and take. So when I went there, I ordered one of the sandwiches, and I sat at the bar because why not? And they had like three or four of the barbecue sauces lined up that you could pick and choose at the bar. So you can either grab and go or you can sit there, but it is a quick service. It's not a traditional sit down order.
I'm really excited about this. So in addition to the root beer bourbon float, they also have bourbon flights. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Thank you, girls, for bringing this to my attention. So moving on, let's talk about the news, Lori.
All right. So the news this week, big news is that Disney's press conference is scheduled for the September 22nd, which is actually the day we're recording. So we will be putting up any important updates, announcements and that on Facebook so you guys can hear. And this press conference that Disney is doing, it is announcements on all the parks around the world. They did state that they are not going to be announcing an opening date for Disneyland in California. I think they're having some issues over there trying to find an opening date, working with the government for California. So they're still working through that one. Good news is that Disneyland Hong Kong is opening September 25th. So they did announce that one. So that's another park that is opening, which is all good signs. One we are very excited for, and we're hoping this works out. The Ratatouille sign is up in Epcot. It looks like they went through like three sign changes of different colors and fonts. So hopefully this one sticks.
I love this one. It literally looks just like some of the metros in Paris still have their, I don't know if they're original, but the old fashioned signs with the green writing and they're green so wrought iron. And every time I walk by one for real, I'm like, God, they're so nice. And this looks like that. And I love it. I realize how that sounds. Yeah.
No, we're very excited for this one. It doesn't look like from all the pictures we've seen that they have very much left to go. I'm really, really hoping that somehow it opens up in the next 2 weeks and we actually see it. So we will keep looking at that one to see when they open that one up. Another exciting news is obviously Halloween and fall have arrived at the Walt Disney World. And they are doing small parades going through the Magic Kingdom. and the Cadaver Dans are back on Main Street.
Oh my God, I love them.
Yes, which is very exciting. They are back. The Gravediggers are back. So you're starting to, you know, a lot more characters are coming back. And I think, you know, just for me, seeing the same Halloween characters coming out, maybe in a different platform, but the same ones coming out, is really nice to see right now.
It is. It's kind of like getting like a taste of Not So Scary without having to spend the money. I mean, I know it's not going to be the same, but
I would say I hear the music. I saw the video. They played the Boo to You music. I was very excited that at least you get a taste of it throughout the day. And for some people, you know, the taste is kind of nice because you didn't get to see any of that if you didn't purchase the Halloween party tickets. Exactly. So I think that's kind of a happy medium and kind of a plus to all of this. And on the food news of things, it was announced that there's 25% off signature dishes and snacks during the weekdays at Disney Springs, which we will be checking out.
Yeah, and there are some cool discounts too. And they're like, I was trying to look through them today. It's weird that it's only on their signature dishes, but I guess that's kind of trying to encourage you to try that stuff. But literally, I think almost every quick service and sit down restaurant in Disney Springs has something with a discount on it. So
I'm super excited this trip to spend some time in Disney Springs. I really am.
Me too.
I think, you know, them doing the 20% off, they're really trying to encourage people to go eat at the restaurants if you are able to. I'm hoping, you know, there are some great restaurants, great bars in Disney Springs, and I really hope they kind of make it through this lull and stick around, because some of these restaurants are really good. So I'm excited to check these out. And then, is this correct that the stepsisters are hanging out at the entrance of the Princess Fairy Tale Hall?
I did see that. So I think this is a way better location for them than where they used to be, sort of tucked behind the castle. I love them. My favorite
character interactions.
They're so clever and witty and fun. Like, I love them.
Yes.
I saw pictures today.
All right. We will be looking for those girls when we go down there.
Love them.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They speak to me.
I think that's it. I guess another piece of news, they're updating the park hours constantly right now. They just extended by an hour for this coming weekend. It seems the crowds are coming back. So it looks like they are starting to extend some hours out depending on the crowd levels. So I guess we'll kind of wait and see what happens with our trip.
Yeah. Crowds. Wah, wah.
It's good for Disney. It's good.
It's bad for me.
And I still think, like, yes, crowds, but not – I still don't think it's going to be crowds in the way that we're used to crowds.
No, so. It will not.
I think our dreams of walking on to Mickey and Minnie's Railway with no wait time is gone. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're busy. It's all good things.
Agreed.
So we are good. So
I'm having a hard time seeing it that way, Lori, but okay.
We're going to head into the daily roundup, and let's talk about Disney Springs, Jen.
I'm still laughing. Get it together. She's like that that SNL episode with Debbie Downer.
Thanks. Sorry.
Anyway, so Disney Springs. So I guess in the last couple of years, I really haven't spent a lot of time here on my trips. I think back in the day when it was Downtown Disney and you had Pleasure Island, like, that was a destination and we went there every single night. But now, I mean, not now during COVID times, but my last several trips.
Now that you have children of your own.
Well, but not even just that. I think now that the parks are open later, we choose to spend our extra evening hours there instead of in Disney Springs. Like, in, you know, back in the day when you went to Pleasure Island, there were nightclubs and you were going dancing and you were going to comedy clubs and stuff. And I think now, unless you're going there to eat or to shop, that's I mean, there's less of a reason to go, but I still love Disney Springs. But having said that, I find myself when I go to Disney Springs, I'm 100% lost. Like you can set me blindfolded somewhere in any of the four theme parks and let me loose, and I will know exactly where I am and how to get to where I need to go. But that's not the same for me anymore.
Then I will lead you around.
Thank you.
I have spent a lot of time at Disney Springs. Well,
that's good to know, because I am in the Gen camp. Like, I'm really excited to have an excuse to spend more time at Disney Springs this trip, because again, like with kids, it's sort of hard to drag them away from the fireworks to go see live music at Disney Springs. So I'm excited that this is an adult trip and that, you know, potentially the parks are closing earlier. So to have a good excuse to spend some time in Disney Springs, or as the locals like to call it, free Disney.
Yes. Free Disney.
Which there's not much free about it, but you don't need a ticket to go. So
no, I would say we always go. I always make sure we have one day where we are not at the parks. That's the way I plan it. Whether we do one less park, I always make sure we have one day where there's no park. And we always do the pool in the morning. And then when the kids are kind of done with pool, we head to Disney Springs. And the kids love the Lego store. They love the World of Disney. We always get them an ice cream or a cupcake. My kids, because it's all young boys, love T-Rex restaurant. Mm-hmm. So we've gone there before. I haven't been. We've gone to Raglan Road, which I think is a fantastic.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah. For kids, it entertains them. It keeps them busy.
And their scallop forest is the best scallops that I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Did you say scallop forest?
It's called the scallop forest. It's an appetizer, and they sear like those big diver scallops.
I love scallops.
They just do like a quick sear, and they put them on these little forks standing up so they look like trees.
Okay.
It's so delicious. And it's not something I would really necessarily associate with an Irish pub, but
no.
I was thoroughly confused.
Yeah. And we've probably eaten at Raglan Road 4 or 5 times, and we get them every single time because they are literally the best scallops I've ever had.
Yeah.
So sorry. That was such a tangent. But yeah, I'm with you. Like we usually try to make it to Disney Springs at least once for dinner. And then we have our usual things. Like we definitely have to hit up the Lego store and World of Disney, but that's really kind of it. My kids are mostly boys and they're not big shoppers. So
or I stick them with my husband and I go off by myself.
Yes. Yes, that is true. We've also been, so Disney Springs is divided up into different areas. It's definitely mostly shopping and dining, but they do have an enormous movie theater. They also have a really big bowling alley. We've done both. I know the last time we were there as a family was when the most recent Star Wars movie came out. My older kids left us old people at night, and we all went to sleep, and the big guys went and saw Star Wars.
That's awesome. Theater. But talk to me, Jen, about Splitsville. That's the bowling alley. I've never gone. I've always wanted to. I hear the food is actually surprisingly good for a bowling alley. Tell me about it.
So I'm hoping that Bob and Bob – I don't know if I want Bob and Bob to be listening to this right now, because I'm usually such a positive person about Disney, but I'm going to really say some negative things right now.
Turn
away for a couple minutes.
Okay, so do you agree, Lori? It sounds like you agree with what Jen's about
to say.
I've
never gone. Here's my thing. I'm not going to go to a bowling alley while I'm at Disney.
Same. That's why I've never been.
Well, here's my thing. So I had never been either, but we happened to have been there one year over Christmas week, and I was looking for something interesting to do for New Year's Eve. And I knew from experience that being in the theme parks on New Year's Eve is not that enjoyable because the crowds are huge. You can't see anything. You can't walk anywhere. It's just a mess. And we go often enough that my kids really didn't care if we were in the theme park. So I'm like, you know what? Let's plan something else that's fun to do for New Year's Eve to celebrate. So I reserved a lane at Splitsville, and we had dinner there. And you know, the lanes themselves are, you know, if you've been to one bowling alley, you've been to a million. Obviously, it's nice because I don't know about you girls, but they're, you know, here you're still allowed to smoke in your bowling alleys. And so it was nice to not have that in Splitsville. So that was nice. But other than that, it was just a regular bowling alley.
Jen, do you eat at your lane or do you have to sit at a table first?
Yeah. So here's the deal. The reason why we hated our experience there, which is because we felt from the second we got there that we were being rushed, rush.
Oh, that's no good.
So they actually time you. I forget how much time we had. I think we had like an hour and a half to bowl our as many games as you could bowl in an hour and a half, but also to eat. So so we felt like we had to sit down. We had to the menu is enormous. We probably had we known that we were going to be rushed through, we probably honestly would have gone online earlier and picked what we wanted to eat ahead of time, but we didn't because who knew? So we're trying to figure out this menu. We order for everyone. We ordered appetizers. So we start bowling a little bit, but then the appetizers came and we, you know, we're like, all right, so do we bowl some more? We're on the clock here. We just constantly felt that pressure of being on the clock. So we stopped our game for a little bit so we could eat the appetizers and then we were bowling and then our food took forever to get there. So by the time the food got there, we had like 10 minutes to eat. It was awful. And literally like they kept coming to check on us, to check to see if we were finished, not like out of, like usually I feel in Disney in particular and in general, when you're at a restaurant or whatever and your server comes to check on you, I genuinely feel like they're coming to check on us to see if we need anything else or whatever. Right. But with that, I felt like they were trying to get us to leave. And it was just and I didn't feel like the food was anything special either. We all ordered like we had they have sushi there, so we wanted to try some of the sushi for appetizers.
So how was the sushi? Because I have a friend who lived in Asia and said the sushi was good for a bowling alley. So I don't know if that's a resounding endorsement, but
yes, it was interesting to eat sushi in a bowling alley because where else do you do that? But besides that, it was nothing special. It was definitely American sushi.
Okay. Like
it was none of that evening was special at all. We left and we were so upset. In fact, that we complained. And then when we got the bill, they charged us for extra time because as we were getting ready to leave and we asked for the bill, the waiter asked us how we enjoyed our evening and we were honest. And so we wound up having conversation with him and went over our time and were charged for extra time because of that.
Oh my gosh. Did you fight it or did you just pay it and walk out?
Or no, for sure. We fought that. So
my stars.
We have a couple of those bowling alleys, just like Splitsville, and I feel like they're all the same. Like I've ordered appetizers where you sit down, like you have the appetizers there, but you're still on the time limit. So it was like everyone was shoveling down food like in between your turns because we just kept playing. And I don't know. I think that's like I've never even considered going in there because I'm like, I'm at Disney. I don't want to go to a bowling alley.
I was just hoping that it would be Disney. Like, so no. Jen, I have to ask, do you think it was because it was New Year's Eve and they were especially busy or
it was not especially busy. And I remember that fact because that was exactly what we were saying to them. I'm like, I don't see anybody banging down your door. Mm-hmm. This should have been something that should have been brought, like if this was going to be an issue because it was New Year's Eve, blah, 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 we should have been, that should have been explained to us when I made the reservation, yada, yada, yada. It was not particularly busy.
Well, I hope that they took your feedback because you know Disney keeps a file on you, like that Seinfeld episode where
I'm in their file.
No, but I mean, like if you're in their file, they also know that you're an annual pass holder and a DVC member, and that you are a Disney person. So hopefully, they took your feedback to heart. I hope
it really was a disappointing experience.
I'm so sorry to hear that because I really thought it would be good because I love a good bowling dining experience. There's one at home in Charlotte that is phenomenal. So I'm really disappointed to hear this. And I hope they took your feedback to heart. If any of our fans have had an experience at Splitsville, please share it with us. I want to know.
Yeah. So I am glad we're not doing that on this trip. And that's the only bad experience I've ever had there. I've eaten at a lot of the restaurants, so we should talk about those. I guess there are a couple of different like eating options there. There are definitely a huge handful of quick service locations. There is a handful of table service locations. There are also actually food trucks there, which I've always wanted to try, and I have never gone when they have been up and running. So that might be cool to check out.
Unfortunately, I think the food trucks are closed right now as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, is that food trucks are closed.
That's a shame. Yeah. I mean, I get it, but.
Yeah.
I love a food truck.
I get it too. I think they're trying to draw the business to their established restaurants that are there. But the food trucks are cool. One of the cool things we did before was the World of Coke. We went into
the upstairs.
We went upstairs. The rooftop's really cool. The rooftop is where you can taste all the different Coca-Colas. They have all the different flavors.
Like what you could do once upon a time in Epcot, where everybody, you could have the Beverly and everything?
You have to buy, like, I forget what it was. You had to buy like a plate. Like, we chose to do whatever the top one was, but you could choose to do like six or eight or however many. And then they would give you the cups on a tray, which I kind of liked better because we had four people with us at the time, and it was kind of better to bring the tray, and we all just kind of took a sip of each flavor. The rooftop's really pretty too, because you're overlooking Disney Springs.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, the kids loved it. So that part they really liked. They did serve alcoholic beverages up on the rooftop.
Do they have the Coke, like the European and Mexican Coke, like that has sugar?
Yeah, they had all of them. So we tasted
that is the bomb.
Like, ones from like Africa and Europe, and they had them all there.
Because they're all a little different. And the Mexican, like I know in the US, people are always trying to get their hands on Mexican Coke. A cola.
Dear God.
Because it's made with real, I think the biggest difference is that it's made with real sugar, and so the flavor is just a little bit different. Hush, girls.
Oh my God, Bob.
Anyway, hey, Bob. Did your kids take their pictures with the polar bear, Lori?
And scene.
I mean, Juliana, that's going on your file if they have files on it.
Seriously.
Bob's aren't listening to this episode. Go on.
No, they did not take their pictures with the polar bear. At that time, my kids were, they thought the polar bear was scary.
Is the polar bear walking around, or is it just like a stuffed bear?
No, at the time, he was like, it's a guy in costume.
It's a polar bear.
Sorry.
He is, at the time he was on the first floor and you could take his picture with him. I don't think you can now. I think that's obviously, it's like a meet and greet, so it's not there right now. But it was on the first level that you could take pictures with him. It's just kind of a cool, I don't know, the rooftop to me, like it was a super busy day at Disney Springs. And we just wanted to sit down for a bit, not necessarily eat a full meal. So it was a really cool kind of, it wasn't very busy up there. It was kind of nice to just sit out, look everywhere. The kids were entertained by tasting all the different Coca-Colas. So it was cool.
I like the idea of being on a rooftop too in Disney Springs. Yeah. I don't think there are any other rooftops to go to there.
I don't think there are.
No, I think the only other option to get that view is to do that aerofile thing. The hot
No,
I'm not into that either.
What is wrong with the big hot air balloon?
Oh, baby, we'll send you up there with the video camera for our listeners. Yeah. You can do it. I will pay a third for that for you.
That's fine. Yes. I would go up there. I would love to go up there.
Enjoy.
All right. So yes, what we were talking about is the hot air balloon that you can ride up there, and then you can see all of Disney Springs.
You can ride up there.
It's aerofile, right?
Yeah.
Does anyone know what the price is? I'm going to Google this real quick.
It's expensive.
It is expensive.
It is expensive.
So, thank you.
I'm Googling. Keep going.
It's $20 for adults, $15 for children.
Oh, that's not. I thought it was more like $100.
No.
No.
Oh, I would do it for $20.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'll stay at the Coke store drinking my cocktail.
You'll probably have claw marks in your arm when we're done, Lori, but I'll go with you.
Sounds good.
Okay. Deal.
Yeah.
All right. So what
are the quick service restaurants in Disney Springs? I have not experienced a lot of them because, like I said, usually if we're going to Disney Springs, we're going to sit down at a meal. So those restaurants I can talk about. But I know like the quick service locations, they have Blaze Pizza, they have the Chicken Guy, they have the Cooks of Dublin, which is like the quick service part of Raglan Road. They also have a, I don't remember what it's called, but it's the quick service part of Morimoto Asia. So like a lot of these restaurants.
My favorite is Earl of Sandwich.
Yes, they have. Yep, I love that place. They have a Wolfgang Puck quick service. So that's a cool thing about going there if you don't want to spend a lot of money to eat at these expensive table service restaurants, which some of them are signature restaurants, so really expensive. You can still get a taste of them by going to their quick service, like partner, whatever.
Yeah, and some of the bigger, so there's also the Sprinkles, which is super busy.
Yes,
and
they have cupcakes.
Yeah.
Do they still have the cupcake vending machine?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. They have it.
That's fun.
And then they have, what are they, Haagen-Dazs?
The daily poutine is delicious.
I really want to try the daily poutine. So I've never, like you, I've never done quick services at Disney Springs because that's sort of our, you know, chill, have a meal kind of place. It's not where we're, anyway. But, I mean, this poutine looks and sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I would love that.
Looks delicious.
Have you tried it, Lori?
I haven't tried this one. Actually, maybe we did. Maybe I have. We've tried a bunch of poutine. I'm Canadian, so I've eaten poutine. So, but this, I don't remember if we've tried this one before. I've had different variations. I mean, they're French fries. You throw anything, cheese, anything on top.
It's gravy and fries? What's not to like?
Well, they have the standard gravy one, but then they have like all these different ones. But the question is, are the fries getting soggy? And that's the test, and I need to know. Because if I take a bite and those fries have gotten soggy, it's going in the garbage.
Okay, so when it comes
– I'm serious.
You should be like drenched. Okay, you should have parts that are still crispy. And then obviously the parts that have cheese and gravy on it are not going to be crispy.
Of course.
But they do make them right there. So it's not like the cheese has been sitting on there for an hour.
Gotcha. So can we talk a minute though about, I think there is a single, quick service at Disney Springs that we all need to try.
Is that Polite Pig?
Indeed.
Okay, good. Yes, you have tried it. I would love to go there hungry and
thirsty. Don't forget thirsty.
And thirsty and hop. And check out several of these. And even though it's COVID, whatever, we can share.
We'll be sharing a room at that point.
At that point, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I have no desire to check out Blaze Pizza. Did you know that's a chain? We have one down the road from us. Yeah.
Is it?
It is.
No, but is it Richard Blaze or is it just, the name? Okay. Because I love him.
It's good. They make a good pizza. Don't get me wrong. We really like it here, but I can eat it here. So
Right.
No, they have at Play Pig, they have a slider trio, which is like a shareable. And that's probably the one we should get.
Yes. And three milkshakes.
And you mean the beer, the root
the
beer.
Bourbon ones. Yeah.
No. Two and a flight of some kind.
And a flight of bourbon.
Yes. Okay. But so I was saying I'm nervous about Polite Pig because having lived in North Carolina for 14 years or however long it was, I'm a barbecue.
I think you need to adjust your expectations.
I think so too.
It's not going to be like Carolina barbecue, but
I will say,
I've heard it's fantastic.
It's very good. I had the Southern Pig sandwich. I've been to Carolina. You can't beat the barbecue there, so you can't. But this is very, very good.
Tell that to a Texan, Lori.
Yeah,
we're gonna start a fight.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's very good, but I don't know if it's gonna compare to
Carol. But I think that's the good thing with going there with an empty stomach and being able to share a something like a right. slider thing so that we can taste it. Yeah,
I just want to taste everything.
Make our judgment and leave.
Perfect. Perfect.
The entire time that we're going around Disney Springs, we should film the food and then film Juliana's expressions afterwards.
Or do a before and after picture and what? See how much of it is going in the garbage.
What makes you no, if it's not worth eating, I'm throwing it out. I love you all, but I'd rather taste more than fill up on something mm-hmm. that's not worth it. Mm-hmm. So come on, you have to agree with that.
I do. I guess I do agree for this purpose. So the table service locate, those are my jam. Those are yeah. the places that I've been to a lot of them.
Yes.
And love them. I love that a lot of these have bars or lounges that we can hopefully still be able to experience the atmosphere of the restaurants and some of the menu without having to make a reservation or go in and eat a full meal. Because like I said, we've got lofty plans, but some of the table service locations there, we talked about Raglan Road. Love, love, love that place. Yes. Homecoming, Chef Art Smith's Homecoming, one
that's
of my favorites.
My favorite.
Wine Bar.
I have not been to.
I can't believe this.
I know. I keep saying that we're going to. Here's the problem. So we go and I have to, we do T-Rex or I've done Raglan Road and we've done the Boathouse. It just depends on who I'm with. If yeah. I'm with my, not immediate family, but my parents and my brothers, Chef Art Homecoming, not that would they would never step foot in there.
But it's like, so just to explain, like Homecoming is authentic, comfort supposedly food. Florida cuisine, and it's...
Chef Art Smith used to be Oprah's chef.
Personal chef, right? And he's adorable. But like the fried chicken and the moonshine, it's just I don't know.
What is oh gosh, what's it called? Church Lady deviled eggs.
They're deviled eggs.
They are even, so good.
Even if like you don't
I would never
like
order, no, yes. I would never order deviled eggs at a restaurant with this exception. They are so good.
They're oh so good. God. They're
the
so good.
The flights of moonshine. Oh my God, we're going.
And the atmosphere too. I think yes. one of the things I should say, I think that a lot of the restaurants in Disney Springs, I'm a little impartial like to the chains like T-Rex and Rainforest. Yeah. While they have great atmosphere, I'm not into them. They probably appeal to kids, which is great for families. But all of the other restaurants in Disney Springs, they have that Disney theming genius to them. Mm-hmm. They all excel at theming. And Homecoming, though it's subtle, is no exception. You feel like you're sitting on the Everglades or like on the bayou. Yeah, it's just like being down home in a random Florida kitchen. It's so good.
Now I have to say, like, atmosphere, if we're just judging strictly on atmosphere, I'm most excited to check out the Edison. Is that what it's
yes,
called?
Me too.
That's what I want
to
see.
With like that steampunk vibe.
Yes. Yeah.
Like that to me, I'm excited about that. That is something that, first of all, that is someplace that I don't think I would ever really go with my kids.
No.
Because I just don't think it's.
No, the Edison, kind of it's on the top of my list for a grown-up trip. I am dying to check out the Edison. And it's one of the newer, isn't it, restaurants yes. at Disney Springs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Maybe a year it opened to go.
Yeah.
So. I think so. Something newish.
They used to have live music. And it yes. seems like during these uncertain times that there
used to be a lot of live music.
Yeah. And they're pulling back. Like Raglan Road isn't doing their yeah. live shows anymore. The Edison isn't doing their live shows anymore. So I wonder how that's going to affect the atmosphere. However, I'm still going to go.
Yeah. I'm excited to check that one out.
Candied bacon.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God.
Yeah.
One place I have to always go, and I even bring the kids in, I shove games at them or whatever I need to do, is Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar.
Yeah, I've never been. That place looks super cool,
it
too.
It is one of my favorite. I will say the inside is so claustrophobic because it really is like a hangar. So it's very skinny. I don't recommend the inside, but the outside, they have a gorgeous outside like lounge area.
Which is kind of nice right now anyway. Like right. Anywhere that I can go and eat outside.
Agreed. I hear that the atmosphere is great. The theming is amazing. Yes. It's a good place to watch a sunset. I don't hear good things about the food, the service, or the drinks, which is a problem.
I will say that the service was good. We didn't really do the food. The drinks are amazing. They're amazing.
But you're
even if we go in and grab one drink, just to say that we've been able to go and experience that one. That's kind of how I'm approaching this trip in general.
Right.
Like, even if we just go in and grab one drink or one appetizer or one of each.
Yeah. Then, I just want to check it out because what is not to love about an Indiana Jones, even a sidekick, random character inspired place. I totally have to check it out.
And some of the drinks are kind of named after it. They have like the Fountain of Youth, the Cool Wet Monkey. Have a bedtime story.
What's that one called? The cool Wet Monkey.
Headed Monkey.
So that's like when they remember that scene when they're eating the monkey's brains.
Chilled monkey brains. Love it. I mean, that's the kind of thing that my older boys are going to be like. I don't even think obviously they're not of drinking age, so I don't think this would even occur to them. So I'm excited to take pictures, and I want to grab a coaster.
I have a coaster.
And you do?
I do.
Well, I'm sure that's totally fine. They're paper coasters.
Right? I'm going to grab a couple because Sam's going to want that for his dorm room, first of all. How cool is that?
Yeah. And Jen, they do. So my kids even got, they do have really cool non-alcoholic beverages too.
They don't care.
With the theme. So they have it's a Shirley Temple, but they call it an antidote.
And I love
they have a poisonless dart, and they have some cool non-alcoholic beverages too.
So I will say that one time I did walk in there, and it was probably like 8 o'clock, and I walked in there with my kids thinking like, whatever, it's Disney, you can go anywhere with your kids, and they have non-alcoholic drinks. And I walked in there, and I will say it wasn't the restaurant or the place that gave, but it was, there was like this table, this big, I just felt like everyone was staring at us, and I literally turned around and walked out and was like, let's go somewhere else. Cause we had already eaten at homecoming. We were just there to get a drink, but we had our kids, and it just felt very un-Disney because I felt super unwelcome with my children.
I will say it's the inside part. It's a really cool area. Like if you stop and look around, it's really cool and has some awesome things in there from the movies. But the inside area just kind of throws you off. Hmm. So we didn't feel like as soon as we stepped outside, they had a huge L-shaped like lounge couch that I threw my kids on. They were happy. They had their
and
Kindle.
Is that so that like, is that out back like by the water?
Yeah. So it's outside. They have a huge like L-shaped like deck area. That's their lounge. And you can eat some food. You can eat food out there and drinks. You had a server. So once you got out there, I felt better. The inside is just so tight. And when you have kids, it's tight. It's loud. You got to kind of watch your arms. It's a very tight area in there. But yeah, we felt much better. I mean, my kids were probably like 1 and 3 at the time, mm-hmm. and we felt good outside. The kids loved it outside. Plus it's right by where those cars go in and out.
Yeah. The amphibic cars or whatever. Yeah.
How much are those? Those aren't $20.
Those are a fortune.
No, those are
a couple of hundred.
I guess that's what I was thinking about the balloon thing. Aerofile.
Yeah, the cars are.
I'm going to have to take my kids there then because they're going to think that's really cool because they love Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it's a cool car.
I haven't.
The cars are $125.
No, we're not doing that. Love you, listeners. You can find out for yourselves.
Yeah. I don't really have any desire to do that either.
No, that's not something I would want to do without my kids in the first place. But
yeah.
It's a slow-moving boat.
So besides for those bars and I do also want to check out Wine Bar George. I hear that that's delicious. Also, they have a charcuterie board, which looks amazing, which, you know, if you're going to a wine bar, what better to pair with that than a charcuterie board? So we can't fill up too much on barbecue because I do want to check this one out. We might have to divide our Disney Springs Day into two separate evenings and do like a quick service one evening or quick service and bars maybe, and then maybe table service lounge areas the other night. I don't know.
We're going to need to make a reservation. What table service should we do?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to go sit and do a full table service meal or if I just want to go and sit in their lounges and order like something from their appetizers and a drink.
And so it remains to be seen if that's something that we can really do. I'm not certain. I don't know what the protocol is now.
This is such an important trip for us because of all of those uncertainties. Right. Like I want to be able to say definitively, and I'd rather – you know, have me find out that we can or can't do it than to have, you know, our listeners be the guinea pigs.
Yeah. We are forgetting one place to get a drink, though.
What?
What is it? Is it J-Lo? Halo? What is it?
Oh, Hollyo.
Oh, Hollyo.
So I really want to check this place out. In fact, I would be willing to sit there and have dinner. Who doesn't love Jose Andres?
Right.
He's adorable. He's generous. He's just a wonderful man. And
this one also has a quick service component to it also, but it's not open right now.
It's closed. But who doesn't love that Spanish food? Like
I love eating like that. I love like picking like little plates. I love that.
No, I'm a big fan of this. I have had a margarita from there. It is amazing. They actually will give you margaritas to go to. And we ordered one and it was so good I had to order a second one, but we had to go, so they poured it into a plastic cup for me.
Can we just agree not to order second drinks anywhere, because we need to remember what we're doing?
And we're gonna capture it all on video.
There's so many places we want to try. Don't let me order a second drink anywhere.
I know. Who was I with you guys when we got the Frozes?
Yes.
In Disney Springs.
Yeah, it's a walk-up window, right? Yes. And we were with Holly. Holly, I hope you're listening. We miss you. Yes, she was wearing her Lily Pulitzer, as she does. And she took us there and we got our whatever frozen drinks. Well, I don't know that mine was a frosé. I think I got some sort of champagne concoction. By then, I don't remember. But
I think they do those in Paddlefish too in the lounge, and you can also get, you know, the Bloody Marys that I'm always talking about. That's the Bloody Mary place at Paddlefish.
Get them in the evening.
I don't know. It's not an evening drink. I know that, and it's, I don't think I can drink. And I don't think I can drink like that anyway. Like the same thing with the bourbon milkshake. Like that sounds delicious, but if we can share one. I know. Because I'm just thinking ahead. If I need to make room for all this stuff,
that's a lot.
It's a lot. This really is like a 10-week vacation packed into 2 days.
Just with the food. I know. I'm going to need to expand. I'm going to work it out now. I'm going to start eating more and more so I can stretch out my stomach.
But make sure you bring elastic waistband clothes.
Girls, I don't wear clothes with waists anymore. I told you I'm going to wear dresses. Didn't we talk about this last week? Anti-waistband. It's the AWB club.
It's the COVID-19.
And then some. So talk to me, Jen, about Paddlefish, because...
Oh, my God. That is another place that I would eat a meal at, but I think I'm going to try to go there with the fam when we go in December. But that, if you like seafood, it's phenomenal. I do.
But we had talked about going and just sitting at the bar if they'll allow it.
You can sit at the bar. You can do, like, I don't know if you're oyster girls, but no. You can get, like, oysters, or you can get some fried stuff, or whatever.
Would you say, Lori, you like oysters?
I love oysters.
I love oysters. Oh, no. You're my friend.
I know. I love them. I really do. I could be
Lori and I are, like, on such the same page with food. Like, we were sharing a – what was it? Oh, escargot. No. I shared a picture of the escargot thing from Epcot Food and Wine, and me and Lori are like, oh, that looks delicious.
Guys,
and Juliana was like, ew, David. Oh,
I mean, I've eaten escargot like at least 4 or 5 times in my lifetime. I try. Like, I will give a food a chance. I will give it a shot. I will try it. I've eaten oysters 4 or 5 times. I will try anything. I even tried sea urchin for the second time.
God, I love sea urchin.
It is disgusting. It tastes like feet and Clorox.
Like the sea.
No, it doesn't.
How do you know what feet and Clorox taste like? Number one.
Just imagine. Just imagine. Paddlefish
is a delicious, gorgeous restaurant. It's another one where Disney out-themed themselves, and it's just, it looks like a fancy. It's just gorgeous.
I want to go there and check it out, because I will say I was disappointed with the boathouse, even though the theming I thought there was great.
No,
I want to try Paddlefish.
Like spades above.
Okay, so let's do it.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I would love to try. I've never tried Paddlefish. I would love to try it. I think some of the food can be hit or miss, and some of it's a little bit more expensive than it should be. But
here's how I explain it. I think you go to the boathouse for like fish fry or lobster rolls. I think you go to Paddlefish for lobster and oysters.
And if you're going to fish fry or a lobster roll, you shouldn't be paying boathouse prices for those.
No, exactly. No. Exactly. So that's why I don't love it. Although my meal when we ate there was great, because I had a lobster roll and I had a delicious, like, I don't even know what I had.
Was it like a blueberry margarita?
Hard lemonade, yeah. Something. Yeah, it was delicious. Yeah. So I was fine with my
The drinks there. At Boathouse are legit. I will give you that.
Yeah. But Paddlefish is definitely if you want fancier seafood.
I do want fancier seafood. So can we add that to our itinerary somehow?
God, we need to add another 3 days.
I know.
I was going to say, my husband's not going to like this plan.
No. Mark? I was just kidding.
No, but I have to try Paddlefish, because I'll never get there with my kids. They'll never want to go. And I don't want to take them, frankly. I don't want to pay that for fish and chips. Like, I just, you know?
So I don't know. What can we do? Can we go to like Halio for appetizers and drinks, and then go for dinner to Paddlefish?
We don't have to do dinner at Paddlefish, but they have a bar, right? If we
they
well
do.
Let's if they're allowing people to just chill at the bar, which I hope
we
they
need
are.
To do some more research this week
I
about
feel
that.
Like that. We just need a checklist. Kind of like when some people, and I have done it, when you go around the world in Epcot and you have those t-shirts and you'd like.
Mark has that t-shirt.
That you check off that we have this list for Disney Springs.
To be fair, I need the same list for Epcot. So
I know.
I'm starting to think that we're going to need to cut our final day at Universal short so we can spend more time.
I'm starting to think that I'm going to gain 118 pounds this vacation. I'm cool with that. I'm not complaining. I'm just letting you
all know. I mean, we're heading into sweater weather anyway. Or I'm sorry, sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
So who cares, right? It's sweater weather. And it'll be after we've done the water park. So what else?
Yes. So now, food aside, do you girls have any like burning desire to do shopping in Disney Springs or any of their entertainment stuff while we're there?
I need to do World of Disney.
I do need to. I feel like a trip to Disney Springs is not complete unless you go to World of Disney.
And I do need to go into the coach store. They have stop it. They have really. They're the only place you can buy Disney coach items.
No, you can get Disney coach items in the parks. You can get Disney coach items.
Yeah, I like going to the coach store, and they're right there, and they're very pretty. And
okay.
I go while
I'm having a drink somewhere.
While I'm waddling from one bar to the next, you can go.
Right? Seriously. While I'm carrying my food baby from here to there, you can go in and do your coach crap.
I'm 100% with you on World of Disney, because I feel like I need to go there. How do you go to Disney Springs and not go there?
Yeah, but
everything else, like, I don't need to check out anything else, really.
There was this one store that we went to last time that had like it was kind of, it had Disney women's apparel, but it wasn't, it was more fancier. It wasn't like the park t-shirts and that.
I'm willing to, I'll check that out. Yeah, I like a little subtle upscale right nod.
That one was by Jock Lindsay. I remember walking in there with drinks. So okay.
I know that anywhere we can walk in with drinks, I'm good.
So I know that one is by the bar because I went in there after having a couple drinks.
Okay.
So you can get Jock Lindsay's drinks to go. So we can walk in, check it out, order a drink, and walk out.
I think.
Grab a coaster.
Yeah.
And a few coasters. A few. Mm-hmm. You know, I bet if you just said, can I have a couple of coasters? I bet they would give them to you.
Oh, I'm totally going to sweet talk them. Bob, if you're listening, hook me up. My poor kid who didn't get to go to college. Let him have some joy in his pseudo dorm room upstairs in his childhood bedroom. Oh my gosh. Well, I think we've got a plan that is maybe not quite a plan, but a goal. A goal list.
Lori's going to put together a list.
You know what? I'm going to make the checklist, man. We're going to do it. I'm doing it.
Let's do it.
I think that's a really smart idea. We need the checklist. We need
one. And then someone's got to work on the checklist for Epcot because that one's going to be lofty as well.
Oh, right. Man. Is that even possible?
Absolutely. I've been looking at the food menus for the food booths. I've got a checklist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make a drink list then.
Oh, my checklist includes drinks.
Oh, okay. Fine. Have at it, girl.
A drink pairing. Wine/drink pairing.
I like it. Yeah, we need lots of checklists of food and drinks to get. So I think we're all set with Disney Springs. Anything else we wanted to see? Are we good to go into our Mouseketeer?
I mean, it figures that our trip to Disney Springs will be all about the food and drink.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm down. Let's do it.
Okay. Great. So, Juliana, you have Mouseketeer tip of the day.
So the Mouseketeer tip, given, you know, and it's especially interesting given that we were just talking about how much we'll be able to have more time to spend at Disney Springs because park hours have been cut short. But they have been changing park hours relatively frequently now, but lately, where they're expanding them, probably based on the fact that we've seen crowds getting higher than we expected. So Disney's extending their hours in certain parks. So just keep an eye on those, watch those. It's quite possible that if park hours are extended, we won't be spending as much time in Disney Springs. We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, so our Mouseketeer tip of the day is just watch those park hours. Make your plans accordingly. Things are going to change. Things are constantly changing. So be flexible. And that's it.
All righty.
Good tip.
Good tip. We still have lots of questions, but I think we have a decent idea what's available and what we think we're going to want to do. And we're going to make that checklist. I'm going to make it and I will post it up on Facebook of all the things that we want to try and eat and drink. And we'll see if we make it through. Next week, we'll be airing our last pre-trip episode. We're going to recap our plans, talk about some of the changes and adjustments that we need to make, especially if these hours get changed. So we will talk about that next week. If you have any suggestions for Disney Springs, also if you have any suggestions on what Halloween costumes we're supposed to be wearing, please post them on Facebook and let us know.
Thank you for listening and having a drink with us this week. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for new episodes. Mouse Commands are Disney vacation planners. Visit our Facebook page, Mouse Commands Podcast, for daily information or to book your magical vacation. These Disney moms are signing off. And remember,
please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M.I.C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
And-